I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. St. Francis Medical Center has issued a statement saying that they plan to cut about 300 jobs. The hospital is one of Ouachita Parish's top 10 largest private employers. West Monroe Representative Frank Hoffman says he's not happy to hear the news, but says that it's really not surprising.
This cutting way back has to do with, obviously, it's about money and the way things operate with that. So it is not good news. I certainly have to admit that.
The hospital says that they are taking steps to line up their expenses with expected revenue, and they're working to continue to be as responsive to a changing healthcare environment. The hospital employs about 2,000 workers, and Hoffman says they've always provided excellent service.
I'm still confident they'll do that, but obviously when you cut back 300 people, that affects everything you're able to do.
Hoffman says the hospital is also considering closing its downtown facility and moving everything to St. Francis North, located on U.S. Highway 165, but there won't be a final decision on that until the fall. Neville junior football player Cole Tracy was taken to St. Francis Medical Center after collapsing during practice on Wednesday. The defensive back fell to the ground during routine drills at the beginning of practice and stopped breathing. Tracy was given CPR by assistant coach Jeff Gregory and resuscitated before emergency crews who arrived in response to a possible cardiac arrest. Tracy was taken by ambulance to St. Francis Medical Center and is listed in stable condition. Neville head coach Mickey McCarty did not have any information as to what caused Tracy's collapse. The team immediately stopped their practice for the day, closing in prayer for their teammate. An ongoing financial disagreement between LSU and the manager of its Shreveport and Monroe hospitals will be talked about by the university system's governing board. LSU claims it's owed more than $25 million for services rendered from the Biomedical Research Foundation of Northwest Louisiana, known as BRF. An LSU lawyer sent a collection letter saying BRF's refusal to pay has created problems for the Shreveport Medical School. In response, the Research Foundation has disputed the amount it owes. BRF says it's paid LSU $6.4 million for the back-owed debt so far while negotiations continue. The LSU Board of Supervisors is scheduled to discuss the disagreement today. An agenda for the meeting says that the discussion could be done behind closed doors because the matters at issue may result in litigation. Voters trying to sift through the details of 14 constitutional amendments on the November 4th ballot have a guide that they can consult. The Nonpartisan Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, known as PAR, has released its online informational guide on the proposals to rewrite the state constitution. The amendments can be dense, dealing with health care funding changes, property taxes, and transportation financing. This year's ballot contains among the heftiest number of amendments voters have ever faced at once. PAR's guide provides background information for each amendment, describes the change, and offers arguments both in support and opposition. It also includes a checklist so voters can decide which amendments they support or oppose and take that list to the voting booth. With the KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of showers during the afternoon today. Otherwise, mostly sunny and hot, the high in the mid-90s. Heat index values could reach as high as 103 this afternoon.